Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rosa Radney's assistant. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rosa's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com.
The next one has to do with men either laugh at me or ignore me. Are there spells that can make me more attractive or wanted? And I guess this can apply to either men or women, and I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about this tough question.
Well, as I mentioned in the discussion about giving power to the negativity of others, by allowing others to have an effect on you, you're giving their cruelty power, and what they're doing is cruel. You're allowing them to make you feel bad about yourself. It tells me that you don't have enough confidence in yourself and who you are. You're letting their belief and will override yours. It's certainly not an effective way to come into your own power as a witch. Now, I know that it's easier said than done to ignore the cruelty of others, especially when we have such a low opinion of ourselves. A lot of times, it's going to take time for that healing to happen. But that's the first step that you have to take. Any of this that I'm talking about is just as appropriate for men as it is for women. Without strength and faith in yourself as a person, as the powerful being that you really are inside, your spell work is also going to suffer. You have to believe in your strength, and when you do, you'll automatically find that the cruelty lessens around you. I mean, they are preying on your pain, and you just have to not have that pain. You're giving them power, and you're giving your power away. Why would you do that? Yeah. Now, there are certain spells that can make you more attractive to the opposite sex. Now, some of these can be found in the love spell section in my book. But in addition to love spells to make yourself attractive to the opposite sex, I think you might want to also focus on casting some confidence spells to help strengthen your belief in who you are. In part, it's your lack of belief and confidence in yourself that cruel people such as these are preying upon, like I said. By working to build your self-confidence and faith in yourself first, you are taking the power away from them and putting it back into your own hands where it should be. When you have that confidence and power, when you can feel that, you put it out there. It's an energy that resonates from you. And that energy is what people find attractive.
Right. And it can actually even, you know, make you more desirable to the opposite sex, I guess. When I see, you know, somebody who's confident, I'm more attracted to them as whether it be a friend or something more. I mean, I'm just attracted to people that are confident. And I think that goes for almost everybody, yeah?
Exactly. And think about it in a relationship situation. A lot of people, when they're not in a relationship, they tend to not be able to, people don't look at them, people don't, you know, they put out this needy vibe, I guess, is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah.
But when you're in a relationship, everybody starts looking at you, and these can be the same ones that didn't look at you before.
Yeah.
It's because now that you're in that relationship, you are putting out this vibe of being loved, you are confident, you are self-assured, and now everybody's turning around and looking at you going, wow, what's up with that? You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So the first thing you need to do is find that confidence in yourself. And I don't care who you are. It may be tough to get to that point, but you are a wonderful, beautiful person inside. There's not one of us that isn't. And we just have to realize that about ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's going to make us attractive immediately, on top of any spell work you might want to throw in there.
Yeah. Well, I know that answer is going to warm the hearts of many that are, you know, struggling with this aspect of their lives. And thank you so much for that.
Remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com. And also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.